It's an organization that actually helps the hospitals work with their patients to place people who need to be, once they're released from the hospital, but still need some kind of either rehabilitation or placement into a nursing home. And it's an organization that the county was involved with at one time. It hasn't been. It requires at least a 2-star recommendation for a rating. And so that was one immediate suggestion that we need to do.
How does that make placement easier if you have this working relationship with a hospital about care? What about the relationship is ongoing?
Well, I think, number one, it shows that the nursing homes care. They work with the families sometimes while the patient is in the hospital in helping them make the decision when they get out where they want to go. I think that's very important for many families, especially those who may be not sure what they're going to do financially as well. Sometimes that's a strange adventure for people. It's threatening. It's unnerving to have to put a loved one in a nursing home type of situation. It's just provide guidance, counseling, some kind of answer questions, provide information for family members as well.
And then the hospitals also get to send their workers to the nursing homes for rehab checks or for ongoing checks, don't they?
Absolutely. And I think that's very important.
Unpack that. Well, how does that help the continuum of care?
Well, it helps, first of all, the hospitals want to be confident that they're doing a good job with releasing people and giving them proper direction. It helps the communication between hospital staff, doctors, and nursing home staff as well to see that there's a follow-through, provision of proper care. If you're not involved with that and you don't really have an opportunity to know the people, then it's more difficult for the families.
How does the ongoing dialogue between a hospital and a nursing home help keep standards of care high?
Expectations. Directors of nursing, people working in the business, following guidelines. There's a total criteria of response time, how you deal with medications. It's a confidence thing that works both ways. The panel also suggested, and I think it's good because this is a public nursing home, that they can provide training for the hospitals, training for the schools of nursing and university on a site where, you could equate it to a lab type of situation, lab school at times as well.
Nursing students always need clinical experience.
Clinical training, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Has the nursing home not been one of those sites?
They have been, but it's been somewhat limited, and we feel like there's definitely an opportunity there. Also, our nursing home has the facilities that could very easily provide rehabilitation services on short-term care. And that was another suggestion that the panel said, there's no reason why, with a separate entrance, as like rehab patients sometimes want, separate entrance and dining, some of the semi-private rooms that were deemed originally to be not a good situation could very easily become private rooms and very easily be used on short-term rehabilitation services.
So if some of the nursing home's capacity could be used for rehab or for placement on a temporary basis from hospitals to get them out of a hospital setting, how much does that affect the bottom line potentially?
It's a great effect on bottom line. First of all, private pay and Medicare, qualifications for Medicare, are much more lucrative when it comes to revenue. Our nursing home should be, and I know that's a philosophical question, should be a place, though, for people who can't afford care, and that's Medicaid. But Medicaid does not pay, and any time that any of these nursing homes, private nursing homes, who are dual certified with Medicare or Medicaid, can have an opportunity to have someone come there. The choice has been primarily to take Medicare patients because it pays so much better. The county does get an intergovernmental transfer that the state set up to help make up some difference with Medicaid, which the other private homes do not have. And so there are some opportunities to take advantage of that as well.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker talking with McLean County Board Chair John McIntyre about the McLean County Nursing Home. To be used as a rehab site or a temporary site for people that are likely soon to be discharged, to qualify as that, the nursing home would have to be eligible for waivers, because usually Medicare requires 3 days of a hospital stay before you can be placed out in a nursing home somewhere. And the hospitals are saying often that's not necessary. You know, if you undergo a surgical procedure and you're no longer in acute care, you don't need to be in a hospital. You can be in a rehab facility, or you can be in a lower standard of care than the acute care beds that are in the hospital, than the skilled care, the skilled care beds. What does McLean County Nursing Home need to do to qualify for that kind of patient?
Well, actually, not very much. It is a skilled nursing facility. It would be very easy to have staff there available to work along with the rehab patients. Parking is conducive. The way that building is structured, outside entrance, separate entrance would be conducive. Sometimes, talk about if you're a rehab patient, you know you're short term, maybe you don't want to be in the regular nursing home, but the way the wings are set up and the design of that home, the naysayers were saying, oh, this place is just not, conducive. You couldn't renovate it, you can do some things. In some cases, as the panel pointed out, it was kind of positive, you didn't have to renovate much. It's not a large amount of money. It's just a matter of readjusting your organization and what you're trying to provide in services and goals.
The lone naysayer to embarking on the Blue Ribbon Panel's recommendations was George Wendt, who does not think the county should be in the nursing home business at all. What do you say to him?
Well, I said a lot. George and I have had a lot of conversations about this. It's a philosophical difference. It's a difference in how he sees the need for the citizens. I think he's looking at it purely as dollar and cents. George has always been a very valuable member of our board because he does take an approach, I'd say ultra-conservative approach, to protect the taxpayers. I would like for him to have to reasoned with me a little bit more, but he was pretty, as you can tell, pretty much predetermined that there were no possibilities. And he's basing that on the history of nursing homes around the state that are county nursing homes. We have these pretty good debates going on between him and I about that sometimes.
Why did the rest of the board think that McLean County's experience will be different in profitability than Champaign or Peoria County?
When I offered to try to find people that were experts in the business and had experience and not just an outside consultant, but some people that understood our community as well, had been here for years and years, I wasn't sure what they would come up with any kind of recommendations. If they would have gotten together, and you know many of those people, you're well-respected in the community, and made a recommendation we should close the nursing home. There was some, I would say, some backing for that. But in this case, as soon as they rolled their sleeves up and dug right in, they came up with a lot of great suggestions and said, no, this is very good. All of them have been out there, have worked with the nursing home. Some of our panel members were even regional directors. Two of our members on the board are long-term care placement people who are actually still working with hospitals, and they do this daily. They've taken a look at our situation out there and our home, and they say we have a 4-star rating. That's the second best in town, and it's just a matter of making some adjustments.
And there's 1 5-star, 1 4-star, and everyone else is no more than a 2-star.
Yes.
So that's a strength, and the facility is not as much of a down check, even though it's from the 70s, as was originally thought. Mm-hmm. But that won't always be the case. If the short-term recommendations do produce a break-even point or close to a break-even point, the county board is likely to say, okay, taking care of the elderly people who are needy mm-hmm. is worth paying something.
Yes.
But over the longer term, what will be necessary to maintain the service at a zero cost level, considering that the facility is never going to get any younger?
The facility is absolutely correct. It's not going to get any younger. But some of the renovations that we ultimately thought were going to be prohibitive. And as Mr. Wendt says, $25 million, we're going to have to build a new nursing home. That's not the case. There are possibilities with that home. The upkeep can be better. We can hire someone to come in and take a look at the assess the facility and do some renovation as needed, but with a purpose. Some of the adjacent counties who've built new nursing homes and have struggled some now have an operating debt. They have a capital expenditure with a debt service. We do not. In fact, our county has done better. So when people say, well, every county, I say, well, we're not every county. And we do have good people here, and we have had good fiscal management, and we feel it's very possible. Now, let me take this a step further. We have 28 departments in our county, a lot of departments that we run. Obviously, almost all of them operate at a deficit. That's why we have tax money. That's why we're a governmental body. Maybe a couple of them are generating enough revenue on their own, but primarily we have to rely on grants, fees, tax money dedicated. But that's our purpose. That's our mission. That's what we do. Probably two or three of our departments or two or three of our adventures that we do, and nursing home being one of them, of course we don't have to have. But on the other hand, I think it was pretty much agreed by the panel and our board that nursing home has provided a valuable service to our citizens as much as some of our other things. It's not mandated. It's not statutorily required to have one. But we can't do everything just based on that as long as we find ways we can manage it and break even. Or come close to breaking even and dedicate a little bit of the funds for that. Is it worth it? Yeah, I think it is.
Do you think that capital improvements to the existing facility will allow the county to maintain that service through the demographic bulge that the baby boomer retirements and aging out presents to the nation? Is McLean County's nursing home going to last another 30 or 40 years until that cohort ages out and passes?
That's exactly why I think the nursing home needs to be there. Now, maybe private enterprise is going to go out and try to build more facilities, but the need is still going to be there. And there is always going to be that mission statement, that need for a Medicaid-type patients. And as the bulge or the growth of the baby boomers' needs go, as we, like myself, all get to that stage, then there's going to have to be facilities that are available. The nursing homes that are struggling, they're either smaller facilities, the ratings haven't been as good, they have a majority of Medicaid patients as well. And if any of those close, then the need just continues to be more and more for us to have a place for people.